Standing in the doorway and watching from a distance was John Fleck. When he saw me, he smiled and motioned me over. "My invite must have got lost in the mail," I said.
"I run plumb out of juice."
Almost everything Fleck said was delivered with a laugh. Even bad news came with an unbelieving shake of the head and a what-are-you-gonna-do grin. I would normally have said, when the bar runs dry, it's time to go home. In this case, I was willing to consider an exception.
"I give you some money, will you go and get me some more? Maybe some sweet wine, too," he said.
I looked out across the yard. Issaquah was launching into Jimmy Ligon's song, "I Ain't Drunk," which I knew the words to. He wasn't doing a half-bad job. "I thought you didn't serve no women's drinks, Fletch."
"Ain't normal I have any women's to serve drinks to," he said.
True, I had never seen a woman in Flex, or even waiting out in the lot before. "Where did you scrounge these folks up at, anyway?"
"They all from the neighborhood," he said.
"No, I mean Issaquah Johnson and the low-down Shames."
"They just showed up, same as you did."
I took a quick trip to the nearest cut rate and stocked up on supplies. Fleck traded in whiskey, vodka, and beer only. But he wanted bourbon whiskey, corn whiskey, rye whiskey, and malt whiskey. I threw in an extra bottle of Jack Daniels for the trouble. It was the most I'd ever spent on spirits, and if the man behind the counter looked at me like he wondered if I was stocking up to get through Christmas or what, his eyes lit up like the holidays when I peeled off Fleck's roll of bills.